孩子们下午好。
Good afternoon, children.
开始之前我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray before we begin.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, I give you thanks.
愿你施恩祝福。
May you bless us.
因为你面前的这些孩子们要敬拜你。
Because these children before you ought to worship you.
他们的心要敬拜你。
Their hearts are to worship you.
就求你赐福在你面前每一颗敬拜你的心。
May you bless us all that are before you.
他们有限。
We are limited.
我们也有限。
We are limited.
求你能够向我们的心灵来说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
使我们可以认识你。
That we may know you.
祝福我们下边的时间。
May you bless this time.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们还是在讲要认识的这位上帝。
We are still talking about this God which we must know.
因为这位上帝，我们认识他特别特别重要。
Because it is very important for us to know him.
他和你的关系和我的关系都非常的紧密的。
His relationship to you and me is very tight.
我们离开他，我们就不能够存在。
We cannot live apart from him.
或者说我们离开他，我们就不能生存。
Apart from him, we are unable to live.
前面我们讲过了，这位上帝呢是独一的。
We have already said that he is the one true God.
他是真实的。
He is the one true God.
而且他是全能的。
He is all powerful.
他也是智慧。
He is wisdom.
他也是慈爱的。
He is loving.
良善的。
Kind.
是好的。
Good.
是我们值得去认识他并且去依靠他的。
He is worthy for us to know and to lean on.
但是呢，这位上帝是不是像圣诞老人那样呢？
But is he simply just like Santa Claus?
笑笑的，非常的慈爱。Everything is okay.
Everything's happy and everything's okay, just smiling around.
无论我们做什么，他都很开心。
No matter what we do, he will be happy.
无论我们做什么，他都来帮我们。
No matter what we do, he will come to help us.
我们想吃什么就，他就给我们什么。
Whatever we want to eat, he will give us.
我喜欢什么，他就赐给我什么。
Whatever I want, he will give.
无论我们做什么事情，他会告诉我们说：“没关系，没关系，你很可爱了。”
No matter what we do, he says it's okay. You are very cute.
他的确是慈爱的。
He is love.
但是却不是像我们想的那种慈爱的。
But he is not this type of love.
所以我们今天要认识的这位上帝呢，是圣洁的上帝。
So today we will study on the holiness of God.
我们还是借着我们这一段时间一直读的这段经文。
We will still take from Genesis 1:3-25.
就是上帝如何创造这个世界。
Discussing how God created the earth.
前边当我们读这段经文的时候。
When we read this passage.
不知道你们有没有留意到一件事情。
I'm not sure if you picked up on something.
在整个的创造的过程当中分了两组。两个部分。
In all of creation, there were separated into two parts.
一部分呢就是神。
What the first part is God.
另一部分呢，就是他创造出来的东西。
The other part is that which he created.
你会发现被创造的这些东西里边呢，有很多的东西。
Out of all the things that were created, there were many, many things.
有太阳，有月亮，有星星。
There is the sun, moon, and stars.
也有鱼，也有飞鸟。
Fish and birds.
也有树，也有植物。
Trees and plants.
也有水。
Water.
还有狮子和老虎。
And the lions and the tigers.
很多很多的东西。
Lots of things.
在这一组里边。
In that second group.
但是另外一组呢，那里边是神。
But that first group is God.
创造者就他一个人，就他一位。
The creator, that one sole creator.
也就是说在这一组里边呢，作为创造者呢，只有一个。
In that one group, that first group, there's only one.
这一组里边呢，被造的呢，有很多。
The second group, the one that was created, there's a lot of things.
但是这一组里边呢，作为创造者呢，只有一个。
But the first group, the creator, has only one thing.
而这边这一，虽然这个东西很多，但是都是由这一位创造者创造出来的。
The second one, though there are many things in the second group, they were all created by that one creator.
而且我们知道一件事情。
And we know one thing.
在这些被造的东西还没有出来之前呢，哎，这位创造者已经在那里了。
That even before that was created existed, that creator already existed.
我们前面也讲了，这所有的被造的一切的事物呢，东西呢，都是依靠这位创造者来存在的。
All that was created was dependent on the Creator to create them.
那这个创造者又如何的来使这个一切的被造物能够运行，能够存在呢？
So how is it that the Creator causes the created objects to persist?
我们也学了。
We've also learned.
哎，神命令他，神说话，命令他要如此，他就如此。
It is by God's command that they persist.
你看，太阳也不敢违背上帝的命令。
The sun does not dare to go against God's will.
月亮也不敢违背上帝的命令。
The moon also does not want to disobey God's command.
你看那鱼、那鸟都不敢违背上帝的命令。
Same with the fish and the birds, they do not disobey God's command.
比如说，上帝告诉这些鱼要在水里边生存，这就是他的命令。
So when God tells the fish to live in the water, that is their command.
如果有一条鱼说不行不行，我不喜欢水里边。
If there is one fish that says, "Oh, I don't like the water,"
我要去西恩塔尔看看。
He wants to go onto the CN Tower to take a peek.
于是他就从 Lake Ontario 里边跳出来。
So he can jump out of Lake Ontario.
然后他就晃晃晃晃晃晃过马路，就晃到了 CN Tower 的电梯里边。
And he waddles across the road into the CN Tower elevator.
你觉得他能活着到 CN Tower 上面吗？
Do you think he will survive all the way up?
那个电梯可能走到一半，那条鱼已经死掉了。
Maybe only when the elevator gets halfway, the fish would be dead.
因为他违背了上帝的命令。
Because he went against God's command.
因为上帝命令他要在水里边，你才能够生存。
Because God commanded that you must live in the water.
于是这条鱼呢，走到过了马路之后，他发现啊，不行，我不能呼吸了。
And so when the fish crossed the road, he says, "Oh, I can't breathe."
啊，他就回头又跳进了安大略湖里边。
So he returns to the Lake Ontario.
于是我们又看到那条可爱的鱼。
And so we can see the fish swimming around.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他按照神的命令去活着。
Because he lives according to God's command.
所以我们看到这一组里边所有的被造的东西，它都按照上帝的命令在运行。
So the group that was created, they all operate under God's command.
离开了上帝的命令，它就不能存在。
Apart from God's command, they cannot exist.
但是我们同样，我们就考虑到了，那这一组里边，作为创造者，他上帝。
So similarly, we want to consider that first group, the Creator God.
他如何存在呢？
How does he exist?
他依靠什么才存在呢？
What does he depend on to live?
那个鱼呢，是依靠水存在的，是不是？
So the fish, it depends on water.
哎，我们如果人呢，没有水也不能活的。
Similarly, for us humans, without water, we cannot live.
我们人没有空气也不能活的。
Without water, without air, we can also not live.
那上这位上帝，他依靠什么才能活着呢？
So what does this God live by?
圣经告诉我们说，这位上帝他是自由而拥有的。
So the Bible says this God exists in himself.
他不依赖任何的东西而存在。
He does not depend on anything to live.
他不需要吃东西的。
He does not need to eat.
因为那所有的食物都是他创造的。
Because all the food that he was created by him.
所以他创造那些食物是给我们吃的。是给动物吃的。
So the food that he created was for us and for the animals.
他不需要空气的。
He does not require air.
因为空气和水也都是他造的。
Because the water and the air were all created by him.
所以他是自我存在的。
So he exists of himself.
他不需要说，哎呀，不吃饭，哎呦，我就饿了；不喝水啊，我就渴了。
He's not going to say, "Oh, I didn't eat, and so I'm hungry," or "I haven't had water, and so I'm thirsty."
他也不会生病，他也不会去，不需要去看医生。
He does not fall ill, and he does not need a doctor.
他从永远到永远，他都是存在的。
From eternity to eternity, he will exist.
所以我们就看到了这一组作为创造者里边，只有他一位。
So in this first group of creator, there's only himself.
而作为这一组里边，所有的都是他创造出来的。
And in the second group, everything that was created by him.
换一句话说，这一组和这一组之间有本质的差别。
So there's a very fundamental difference between the first and the second group.
不是说这位上帝比我们力量大一点，比我们聪明一点。
It's not that God is a little bit stronger or smarter than us.
而是我们作为被创造物和这位创造者之间有绝对本质的差别。
It's that us being created compared to the creator are very fundamentally different.
也就是说，作为这一组的被创造物，你永远不能够跨越这个界限而成为上帝。
In other words, being created, you will never cross that chasm to be similar to the creator.
因为你听说过哈，中国有一些宗教的。
Perhaps you have heard some false beliefs.
他告诉你说你要做好事情的。
They say that you must do good things.
不要做坏事的。
Don't do bad things.
然后以后你就可以做神。
And then you will become God.
也就是说这个被造的物可以成为创造者。
As if the created could become creator.
但是这是不可能的。
But this is not possible.
创造者和被创造者有本质的差别，他俩之间是不可以互换的。
The creator and the created are fundamentally different and they are not interchangeable.
人你无论怎么样好，无论怎么样有能力，你和上帝之间还是有本质的差别。
No matter our goodness or our power, we will still be fundamentally different from God.
我们换一句话说。
Alternatively,
上帝和我们是分开的。
God is separate from us.
不是他说和我们两个人这样离开这种离开，而是本质的分别。
It's not simply just a matter of physical distance, but there's a very fundamental distance between us two.
所以我们称这个为圣的。
And this is what we call holiness.
而在圣的这个范围之内，只有他自己。
And he is the only one who is holy.
我们看这位上帝，他作为圣洁的上帝。
We will see this God holy.
我们来了解他。
And we will try to understand this.
他，前面我们讲过了，他是无所不能的。
We have already said he is omnipotent.
但是他不能做坏的事情。
He is unable to do bad things.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他是良善的，他是好的。
Because he is good and kind.
就好像我们人，你有没有见过一个正常的人，或者说一个健康的人？
For example, when we see humans, have you ever seen a normal, good human?
他在马路上用两个手和两个脚在爬行。
Like he's on his hands and feet crawling on the road?
我想你一定没见过。
Of course you haven't seen that.
如果你见过呢，可能这个人是生病的。
Maybe if you have seen this, then he could be mentally ill.
如果没有人生病的话，他不会两个脚、两个手来走路的。
Unless he is mentally ill, he would not be crawling on the streets.
因为上帝造人就是两个脚走路的，两个腿走路的。
Because when God created man, we are to walk on two feet.
当我们讲到两只手、两只脚又在地上走路的时候，你首先想到的就是狗哈。
When we say on your four limbs crawling, you would think of perhaps a dog.
如果你有一天看到马路上有一个狗，一个人领着一只狗。
For example, if you see a dog and a human.
那个狗呢，两个前爪呢抬起来，用两个脚走路。
And you saw the dog is walking on his hind legs with his front legs up in the air.
啊，你就会觉得很奇怪。
You would think that's quite weird.
这狗怎么用两个脚走路呢？应该用四个脚走路吗？
Why is this dog walking on two legs instead of four?
于是你就跟着他。
And then you might follow him.
你会发现呢，走不远的路，那狗呢就会放下来，还得用四个腿走路。
You will realize that not long after, you will see that the dog goes back on four
feet. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为他就是上帝造他就是四个腿走路的。
Because God created the dog to walk on four feet.
所以你看，那个狗呢，四个腿呢都叫脚。
So you can see that this dog is on his four feet.
而我们人呢？
But for us,
只有两个连在腿上的那两个叫脚，连在胳膊上的那俩叫手。
On the two limbs called our legs are our feet, and on the two limbs called our arms are our hands.
所以当你看到一个人用四肢来走路的时候，他就违背了他的本性。
So when you see a person walking on his four limbs, you would say that he is going against his nature.
所以你没有看到过一个健康的人用四个手走路的，两只手两只脚走路的。
So you've never seen someone that's healthy walking on all four limbs.
所以我们作为人也好，作为动物也好，我们做的一切都不能违背我们的本性。
So whether you're animal or human, we cannot go against our nature.
还记不记得前这段经文当中，当上帝造这些生物的时候，他要各从其类。
Recall that when God created everything, they were created according to their own kind.
因为我们上帝就是各从其类的。
Because our God is
各从其类的 in its core
Yeah, in its own kind.
According. 只是呢，我们这一类人里边呢，有很多人。
It's just that in our kind of humans, there's a lot of people.
但是作为神这一类呢，只有他自己。
But in this category of God, there's only one.
所以他做任何事情呢，也不违背他的本性。
So anything that he does not go against his nature.
当我们讲到他是良善的时候，那他所做的一切事情都是良善的。
When he say that he is good, nothing that he does cannot be good.
他不会做一件事情是不好的，是坏的。
He cannot do anything that is bad.
比如说他是智慧的。
He is wisdom.
他不会做愚蠢的事情。
He would not do foolish things.
比如说他是有能力的
He is powerful.
他就不会说哎呀这个事儿我做不了这个事儿我做不了。
He would not say, oh, I'm unable to do something.
所以这叫上帝他是和我们是完全分别完全不同的。
So this God, he is separate and completely different from us.
所以我们称这个呢为圣的。
And this we call he is holy.
那么还有一些东西呢也是圣的。
There are some other things that are holy.
就是上帝和凡属于上帝的一切都是圣的。
God and everything that is of God is holy.
上帝不仅仅他有神圣的本性。
God not only has his intrinsic power,
他也要使一些东西呢属于他。
He also creates some things that are of him.
所以他也要把这些他将要属于他的东西呢拿来把它分别开来和那些和这个 group 的分开。
So he separates some created things to be holy.
然后把这一切归给他自己。
And those would be of him.
但是所有的这一切要归给上帝的这些一切的不管什么东西任何东西都必须是符合神的本性的。
But everything that is separated for him must be of his attributes.
比如说上帝是良善的。
For example, God is kind.
那么属于上帝的这一切必须是良善的。
So all that is of God must also be kind.
比如说邪恶的东西上帝不能够拿到他面前的。
That which is evil cannot be in God's presence.
必须是良善的上帝才能够说这是归给他自己的。
It's only that it's good that God can separate them to himself.
所以我们看到这一切的被造物如果能够来到上帝的面前它必须是符合神的属性的。
So everything that is created in order for it to come into God's presence, they must fulfill certain attributes.
那么这位上帝呢他有他的属性当中呢有一种属性呢是他作为神独有的属性。
So some of his attributes, one is that he is the one true God.
比如说他是无所不能的。
For example, there's nothing he cannot do.
他是无所不能的。
Nothing. He is all powerful.
另外一个属性是什么呢他就是无所不知的。
There's nothing he does not know.
他什么都知道。
He knows everything.
就是你现在心里想什么他都知道。
Everything that you think he knows.
你说我明天想的你知道吗
You would say, oh, the thing I think tomorrow, would you know?
神会告诉你说不但你明天想的他知道后天想的他也知道。
God would tell you not only the thing that you know, think tomorrow, the thing that, that you think the day after, he also knows.
而且上帝是无所不在的。
He is also omniscient, omnipresent.
上帝无所不在的表现在里他不但在这里也在那里。
Not only is he here, he is also there.
他可以同时存在的。
He is present in multiple places.
比如说你今天来教会坐在教堂里边。
Like you are here at church.
那你的朋友到家里边你到你家里去找你你就不在那里。
And your friend goes to your house to find you, you are not there.
于是他就打电话说你在哪里呀
He can call you and ask you, where are you?
你说我在教会。
You would say, oh, I'm at church.
然后你的朋友来到教会。
And then your friend would come to church.
他就会说我怎么找不到你呀
And then he calls on the phone, hey, I still can't find you.
啊他说我去你在哪里
And he'll say, oh, where are you?
啊你说我在施加堡的这个教会里边。
Oh, I'm at this church.
然后你的朋友说对不起我走错了我去了另一个教会。
Your friend's like, oh, I went to the wrong church.
到另一个教会也看不到你。
To that church, he still can't find you.
因为你没在另一个教会你在这个教会。
Because you're not over there, you're still at the wrong church.
但是上帝不一样。
But God is not like this.
上帝可以既在这里也在这里。
God can be here and there.
或者我们说他是无处不在的。
Or we say that he is omnipresent.
在任何一个时间，在任何一个空间，他都是存在的。
At any time and at any place, he is always there.
所以你就知道一件事情了，我们今天来这里在敬拜上帝。
So you know that when we come here to worship God,
上帝就在这里。
God is here.
孩子们，我不吓唬你啊，上帝在这里。
I'm not trying to scare you, but God is here.
他不单单看着我，也看着你。
Not only can he see me, he can also see you.
而他的无所不知、无所不在和无所不能，他作为神的属性呢，我们人是没有的。
His omnipotent, his omniscience, and omnipresence, we cannot achieve that.
任何一个被创造这个 group 里边的东西都是不具备的。
All that was created cannot achieve that.
只有在这个群、这个 group 里边的上帝他有。
Only in that first group, the creator God has those three attributes.
但是这位上帝呢，他还有一些道德的属性。
But there are also some other principles that he goes by.
就是我们说他良善啊，有智慧啊。
For example, his holiness and his wisdom.
他温柔啊。
His kindness.
他慈爱啊。
His love.
哎，仁慈啊。Kindness.
His kindness.
所以这些他也有，他有这样的属性的。
So he also has these attributes.
但是你要知道一件事情。
But you must remember,
当上帝是良善的时候，他有良善的属性的时候，
but when God is kind,
他一定是讨厌罪恶的。
He is frustrated by evil.
这是很正常的一件事情，对吧？
This is very normal.
如果上帝是智慧的话，那么他一定不喜欢那些愚昧。
When he is wise, he must dislike the foolishness.
啊，上帝是怜悯人的时候呢，他有怜悯的属性的时候呢，他就一定去恨恶那些啊冷酷的人。
When he is merciful, he must dislike all that is cold.
如果这位上帝是个温柔的上帝的话，那么他一定讨厌一切的粗鲁。
If he is very warm and kind, then he must dislike anything that is not.
这是一个很正常的事情。
This is very normal.
你比如说你在交朋友的时候。
Like when you make friends,
你交什么样的朋友？
What kind of friends would you make?
就是他身上有你喜欢的那些品格的。
Well, they must have the attributes which you like.
比如说你喜欢看电影。
Like if you like to watch movies.
那你也喜欢去交那些朋友是喜欢看电影的。
Well, then you would prefer to make friends who like to watch movies.
有个朋友说，我从来不看电影，我最讨厌电影了。
There's one person that says, oh, I hate movies, I don't like watching movies.
他相信他不会成为你最好的朋友。
And I believe he probably won't be your best friend.
所以上帝他会因着他的属性，他所具备的道德的属性，他会恨恶一些与他道德属性相反的品格。
According to God's holy attributes, he must hate some things which do not conform to those.
所以我们看到了一切与上帝的品格相对应的或者相反的那些品格的话呢，他都可以成为上帝的敌人。
So everything that goes against God's attributes, they may become God's enemies.
好了，那我们就知道了，在这个 group 当中是一个创造者，他叫上帝。
So we see that in this first group, the creator is the one God.
只有他一个。
The sole one true God.
在这个 group 里边有许多许多的东西是上帝所创造的。
In the second group of created things, there could be many, many things.
那么这个 group 里有很多很多的东西的。
Yes, in the second group, there could be many things.
他们可不可以团结起来？哎，我就把你这个上帝推翻。
Could they gang up and overthrow God?
不可以。
Of course not.
也不能。
And they are unable to.
因为这位上帝是大有能力而无所不能的。
Because God is omnipotent and there is nothing he cannot do.
就是这个世界上所有的一切被造物，他们团结起来依然不能够给上帝造成任何伤害。
Even if all created things ganged up together, they will be unable to harm God.
他也不能改变这个上帝的旨意。
They are unable to alter God.
如果能改变这个旨意哈，人早就改变了。
If they were able to change God, then humans would be changed.
比如说我们今天夏天都要吹空调，对不对？
For example, today we have the AC on.
为什么呢？太热了。
Because it is hot.
冬天的时候呢，我们都要烧暖气哈。
In the winter, we must turn on the heat.
为什么？太冷了。
Because it is cold.
如果人有能力改变上帝的旨意的话，
If humans were able to alter God,
人就会创造一个恒温的地球。
Then we would create a temperate earth.
哎，也不冷也不热，正好。
Not too hot, not too cold, just right.
但是到现在为止也没有人做到这一点。
But even until now, nobody has been able to do this.
我们夏天的时候有很多的蚊子，我们不喜欢蚊子的。
In the summer, there's a lot of mosquitoes that we don't like.
但是我们每天都在打这个蚊子啊，夏天的时候。
Every day we go to swat at the mosquitoes.
那你有没有发现某一年某一年某一个月的夏天的时候蚊子都被打死了？没有了。
Have you ever seen a day in summer when all the mosquitoes were killed? No.
你做不到的。
You're unable to accomplish this.
每年的时候那些蚊子都会在的。
Every year there will always be mosquitoes.
所以我们要清楚明白一件事情。
So we must be clear about this one thing.
这个圣的上帝。
This holy God.
和我们是分开的。
Is separate from us.
而且他们之间是有一个绝对不可突破的界限。
And there is a chasm which we are unable to cross.
人永远不能够成为神。
We will never be God.
创造者就是创造者。
The creator is the creator.
被造者就是被造者。
The created are created.
而被造者要依靠创造者来存在。
And the created must lean on the creator to exist.
而我们所说的这位创造者就是我们的神，他是不依赖任何条件存在的。
And this creator that we speak of, he depends on nothing to live.
他对这一切被造的东西，他拥有绝对的主权。
He has complete power over everything that was created.
他对这一切被造的都有绝对的控制权。
He has complete power over everything that was created.
他只要一个命令就可以了。
By his command, then it will be so.
好了，那么作为这一切的被造物，必须按照创造者的命令来运行。
So all of this created stuff must operate according to the commands of the creator.
一切被造物对这位创造者命令的违背，就是这位创造者的敌人。
Anything which goes against the creator's command will be his enemy.
所以我们孩子们，你要知道，这对我们的影响是很大的。
So children, we must understand this has a large impact on us.
你觉得撒谎是一件小事情吗？
Do you think lying is a small minor thing?
你会说每个人都撒谎哦。
You may say, oh, everyone lies a little bit.
但是你知道这位上帝呢，他的一个属性就叫诚实。
But this God, he has one attribute called truthfulness.
所以他要求一切被造的都要诚实。
So he requires that everything in the
creation. 孩子们，你看那个太阳有没有向你撒谎？
So you see that everything created must be truthful. Have you seen the sun being untruthful?
你说太阳怎么撒谎啊？
You'd say, oh, how does the sun lie?
就是明天早晨它不出来了。
Tomorrow morning he doesn't come?
没有啊。
No.
你有看到那个树，那个苹果树，它撒谎吗？
Have you ever seen the apple trees lie?
没有，它每年都把苹果借给你吃的。
No, because every year they will give apples to you.
你有没有看到一个树在那里不结苹果？然后他说，哎，我是苹果树，我是苹果树。
Have you ever seen a tree that doesn't give apples and yet says I'm an apple tree?
你会怎么说？
What would you say?
你不是苹果树。
You would say that you're not an apple tree.
因为如果你是苹果树的话，你一定会结苹果。
Because if you were an apple tree, then you would give me apples.
所以你看到了，上帝的诚实在这个世界当中显现得非常的明显。
So God's faithfulness in this universe is very obvious.
所以作为一个诚实的上帝，
So to be a faithful God,
他要与什么分开？
And what must he be separated from?
他要与谎言分开的。
And he must be separated from lies.
所以谎言的人，说谎的人是不能够来到这位上帝面前的。
So those who lie cannot come before God.
说谎的人就是这位创造者上帝的敌人。
Those who are liars are the creator's enemies.
所以谎言是很可怕一件事情。
So lying is a very frightful thing.
所以谎言呢，是属于与上帝相对应的那个他的诚实品格当中对应的那个相反的品格里边的。
So lying goes against God's attribute of faithfulness.
上帝是诚实的。
God is faithful.
这一组里边的人呢是谎言的。
And those in the second group created, they lie.
是不诚实的。
They are unfaithful.
也就是说这个组里边的所有的讲谎言的人对上帝呢是个冒犯。
In all that second group who lie, they blaspheme God.
所以孩子们我们认识这位上帝重要不重要呢
？So do you see how important it is for us to understand God?
非常重要。
It is very important.
否则的话，你可能做一件事情就冒犯了这位上帝。
Otherwise, you may do something which offends God.
你可能讲一句话就冒犯了这位上帝。
By saying something, you may offend God.
甚至于我们可以这样说：如果我们不认识这位创造者的属性，那么我们就不知道什么是善，什么是恶。
In other words, if we don't know this creator's attributes, then we would not know what is good and bad.
我们不知道什么是对，什么是错。
We do not know what is correct or incorrect.
你会觉得说，哎，我觉得是对的。
You may say, oh, I think it's correct.
但是在上帝创造者眼里不一定是对的。
But in the eyes of our God, he may not think that it is right.
上次我们讲过的。
Last time we've said.
甚至于我们的政府说对的，在上帝的眼里都不一定是对的。
Even some things which our prime minister says may not be right according to God.
我们的政府告诉我们说，你可以吸大麻的。
Our government says you're allowed to take marijuana.
你可以随便去买的。
You're able to buy it freely.
但是在上帝的眼中，你不可以做这件事情。
But in God's eyes, you are not allowed to.
政府说这是合法的。
The government says this is legal.
上帝说你是邪恶的。
But God says you are evil.
是与上帝良善的本性是相反的。
It goes against God's holy attributes.
就成了上帝的敌人。
And so this becomes God's enemy.
你可以这样说，你说 OK， 是上帝的敌人也无所谓哦。
You may say, oh, so what if I'm God's enemy?
但是你要知道，上帝是管理整个世界的。
You must understand that God controls the entire universe.
我们加拿大的总理啊，只不过能管加拿大。
Our Canadian politicians can control only that's within Canada.
他去美国他就什么也不是的。
When they go to the United States, they wouldn't be much.
但是他命令那个太阳，太阳也不会听他的。
When they give commands to the sun would not listen.
他去命令那月亮，那月亮也不会听他的。
If you give commands to the moon, then it would not also listen.
但是这位上帝不一样。
But this God is different.
他命令，他的一出来的时候，可以创造宇宙万有。
God, by God's command, everything was created.
如果你冒犯他，你就知道这个后果是什么。
If you offend him, you can imagine what the consequences are.
有一天将会来临。
There will be one day.
就是那些凡与上帝的属性相反的，都要被他毁灭。
Those which go against God's attributes would be destroyed.
上帝是诚实的。
God is holy.
他就要毁灭一切谎言。
When he is faithful, he will destroy all that is unfaithful.
上帝是良善的。
God is holy.
他就要毁灭一切邪恶的。
When God is kind, he will destroy all that is unkind and evil.
上帝是慈爱的。
God is love.
他就要毁灭一切那些仇恨的。
When God is kind, he will destroy all that is hateful.
所以你就知道，上帝，我们认识这位上帝，对我们今天影响很大的哦。
So you know now that it is very important for us to know God.
你觉得我在家里边做一点小小的坏事没问题哦。
You would think, oh, maybe I'm at home, I do some bad things, it's okay.
在学校里我做一点坏事没问题啊。
Maybe at school, I'll do a little bit of bad things, it's okay.
老师不知道啊。
Teacher doesn't know.
同学没看见呢。
Classmates don't know.
上帝都知道。
But God knows.
上帝那里有一个记录的。
But God has a record.
你做的每一件事情都记在上面。
Everything which you have done is recorded on it.
有一天他要拿给你看。
One day he will show it to you.
让你看到你做的一切的坏事。
He will show you every bad thing which you have done.
因为他是要把好的和坏的要分开的。
Because he must separate all that is good from all that is bad.
他要把对的和错的要分开的。
He will separate the right and the wrong.
因为这位上帝本身他就是要做分开的这样的上帝的。
Because this God, by his nature, he must perform the separation.
所以孩子们，这位上帝并不是我们心目当中所想象的，像圣诞老人那么那个样子的。
So this God is not as you may think, like Santa Claus.
如果圣诞节有圣诞老人给你送礼物来了。
During Christmas, maybe Santa would give you something.
你很开心。
And you are very happy.
你高兴不小心就踢了他一脚。
And you accidentally kicked him.
你太高兴了。
You're too happy.
你就要给他一个耳光。
And so you may smack him.
这不是什么太大的问题。
This isn't too much of a problem.
但是你不可以这样面对上帝。
But you cannot be like this to God.
如果我们知道这位良善的上帝，我们依然做那些邪恶的事情。
To this God, if we do these things,
那么这位上帝就会被大大的冒犯。
Then God would be greatly offended.
我们就堕落到一种罪恶的生命当中。
Then we have fallen into the sinful living.
但是相反，
Conversely,
如果我们认识这位上帝是怎样一位上帝，
If we know this God and what he is like,
我们好像太阳每天照常升起一样按照他的命令去生活的话，
If we live like the sun every morning getting up,
那我们的人生就会有意义，
Then our life would have purpose,
上帝也会祝福，
And God would bless you.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us close with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, I give you thanks.
求你打开孩子们的心。
Would you please open up our hearts?
向他们的灵来说话。
May you speak to their souls.
使他们可以因着认识你这位神圣的上帝。
May they live according to your holiness.
而过一个圣洁的生活。
And live according to your holiness.
能够蒙你喜悦。
May we live in a pleasing way to you.
也蒙你祝福。
And may we receive your blessing.
祝福你面前的每一个孩子。
May you bless all these children before you.
掌管他们的生命。
And control their lives.
与他们同在。
And be with them.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.